This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. The Union Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities, and facilitate availability of credit. It will help 1 crore 70 lakh farmers of the country. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on 3 key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity, and less credit disbursement.
100 ऐसे जिले जिसमें कृषि पर 3 पैमानों पर वो बाकी सब जिलों से पीछे हो, ऐसे 100 जिलों को चयनित करके उसमें एक फोकस्ड वे में 11 मंत्रालयों के 36 स्कीम्स, इन सब को कन्वर्ज करके एक इंटीग्रेटेड वे में कृषि का विकास करें, ये प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का उद्देश्य है। बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण, बहुत ही एक गेम चेंजिंग स्कीम ये होने वाली है। राज्यों का सहयोग लिया जाएगा भरपूर इसमें, जिले के लेवल पे, ब्लॉक के लेवल पे और राज्य के लेवल पे गहन कंटिन्यूअस मॉनिटरिंग की जाएगी।
मिस्टर वैष्णव आल्सो इन्फॉर्म्ड दैट द कैबिनेट अडॉप्टेड अ रेजोल्यूशन हेलिंग एस्ट्रोनॉट शुभांशु शुक्ला स्पेस जर्नी। ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला लैंडेड बैक सेफली ऑन अर्थ फ्रॉम हिज स्पेस जर्नी ऑन ट्यूजडे। Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet commended the Indian Space Research Organization and the entire community of scientists and engineers whose relentless efforts have made this achievement possible. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved enhanced delegation of power to NTPC from the extent guidelines of delegation of power to Maharatna Central Public Sector Enterprises. It will enable NTPC to invest in NTPC Green Energy Limited, NGEL. NTPC subsidiary company NGEL is subsequently investing in NTPC Renewable Energy Limited and its other joint ventures. This is beyond earlier approved prescribed limit of 7,500 crore rupees up to an amount of 20,000 crore rupees for renewable energy capacity addition, to achieve 60 gigawatt renewable energy capacity by 2032. CCEA has also approved a special exemption for NLC India Limited from the prevailing investment guidelines applicable to Navratna Central Public Sector Enterprises. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from 21st of this month to 21st of next month. The Union Minister for Home and Cooperative Affairs is scheduled to visit Jaipur today. Mr. Shah will participate in the Cooperative and Employment Festival to be held at Dadia Village. He will also address a grand public meeting. On this occasion, Mr. Shah will also hand over appointment letters to the newly selected 8,000 candidates who have got government jobs. Mr. Shah will also distribute certificates and checks to the beneficiaries of various schemes and inaugurate various infrastructure projects of cooperation. The Odisha government ordered a crime branch probe into the death of the girl student Soumya Shri Bisi of Fakir Mohan College in Balasore, who set herself on fire alleging sexual harassment by a faculty member and inaction by college authorities. In women's cricket, India beat host England by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Southampton. And that's the end of this news bulletin.